Darling, we're nearing our stop. Darling, we're nearly at our stop. You need to wake up. Yeah, we're almost there. I'm excited too. Oh yeah, I'm starving. It better be as good as the reviews say it is. I swear to God. Are you sure you've got everything? No, it wasn't meant to be a dig at you almost forgetting about me in Zurich, but now that you mention it... Just take my hand already, you idiot. That way you can't lose me. So, after dinner, do you want to go straight to the hotel, or...? Well, because I was thinking, what if we skip the hotel, cancel our stay, and instead find the seediest, trashiest, filthiest motel in the worst part of town, and you simply just fucking use me. Use me until the entire floor, the entire building, can tell exactly what you're doing to me. Use me until the scent of our sex is embedded into the walls and I lose my voice from moaning so fucking much. Just two horny animals rutting into each other until we're both completely and utterly exhausted, sweaty, carnally satisfied messes. Does that sound fun? Darling, don't just stand there with your mouth open. We better hurry up or we're going to be late for our dinner reservation. This restaurant is absolutely perfect, don't you think, darling? Perfect ambience, perfect food, and perfect company. Although, I will say my meal lacked just a tiny bit of spice. Shh, don't react. The waiter is coming over to offer us dessert and you're going to order for the both of us as my foot is rubbing that pretty bulge of yours. Good luck. Oh, yeah. My husband knows me so well. I just adore cream. So the creme brulee sounds wonderful. Wait, sweetie, I'm not sure if I heard you correctly. Could you say it one more time so I can make sure you got the order right? He can be so silly sometimes. I gotta make sure he's not accidentally ordering anything too fancy since I'm paying tonight. Yes, darling, are you okay? No, I definitely heard a noise as well. Okay, if you say so. Thank you, sir. I can't wait. Dessert's my second favourite part of going to restaurants. My favourite is what comes after, of course. Oh, come on. I was just having a little fun, cutie. Honestly, I doubt he even cared. And if he suspected anything, he hid it really well. This is a classy establishment after all, and two dignified, well-dressed individuals like us wouldn't be playing footsie under the table like a couple of desperate teenagers in a seedy diner now, would we? Now what could you possibly be thinking about, sweetie? I was talking about coming home, unzipping my dress and getting into my comfy, cozy pajamas. That's what I meant with what comes after. What were you thinking about, Whatever it was, the answer must have been at the bottom of my neckline, since that's where most of your attention seems to be. Have some decorum, darling. Wow, they are quick with our dessert. It's already here. Thank you so much, sir. Darling, I thought... But I would like... Couldn't take it anymore. No, it's fine, sweetie. Between you and me, I've already been looking for the worst-rated motel in the city for the last 5 minutes. Besides, now that we're taking our desserts to go, we'll have a delicious post-sex snack. It should be around here somewhere. Yeah, I'm holding you so tightly because this place is shady as hell. How are you always so calm when walking through neighbourhoods like this? Okay, you know I'm not some sheltered princess. Shut up. Oh my gosh, shut up. I'm not. Oh, I'm your princess now, am I? Corny. Boo, boo. Tomato, tomato. I'm throwing tomatoes at you. You better not treat me like one when we get in there. Oh. You are. Like it's 1789. Wow, you are. Such a fucking nerd, babe. I love you. There's only so much I can take. And unless you have a secret beheading kink that I don't know about, it's not exactly the best way to convey your intentions with me for tonight. But the right energy is there. Okay, wait, hold on, it should be here. Yeah, seriously. Oh, come on, it's not that bad. Do you think we should cancel our booking or... Really? Okay, yeah, fuck it. I trust you. When I'm with you, I will always feel safe, no matter what. I love you. Also, can I do something kind of fucked up and possibly maybe get you arrested? Because I get off on doing horrible, evil, wicked things, of course. Yay! Okay, hold on. Let me just touch up my hair, smudge my makeup a little. Okay, just stand behind me. Don't say anything and be a little bit too handsy. Oh my god, finally! I am so drunk and I got lost. Oh, I was going clubbing with my girlfriends, but I lost them. I lost them! And then my phone died. I have like the worst luck. Ugh. So then this like super nice guy comes up to me like, I am not from here and I don't know the way back to our Airbnb. So he said he knew a spot where I could lie down and sober up, and he and his friends would like take care of me and stuff and help me find my friends in the morning. And he like walked me here and I don't even have to pay. He's paying. Men in this city are so nice. Why can't men in my town be this nice? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What he said, room 19. Which is what I just turned last week. Woohoo! Oh my god. Girl, we should go out together. You should come clubbing with me and my new friend. I love your makeup. You're so pretty. Yeah, oh my god, maybe she should join us. We can all play fun drinking games in our room until I sober up, and then tomorrow we can all go clubbing. Oh my god, that sounds so fun. Okay, but you have to promise we're gonna hang out tomorrow, okay? Okay, well, she did not care at all that I implied that you were gonna gang rape me and possibly traffic me. This place is fucked. I have a young face. And come on, that was just too perfect of an opportunity, like room 19. Come on, that's too easy. Yeah, whatever, you still want to fuck this old woman, so mind the attitude. Also, I'm literally only 3 months older than you. I fucking hate you. Okay, yeah, the dress might have been too classy for a drunk 19-year-old going clubbing with her friends. Fair enough. But still, that girl did not give a fuck. This place is hell. Also, I told you to be a little handsy. Did you take your cock out and press it up against me? Babe, we've been together for 2 years. I can tell the difference. Wait, is it still out? Babe, oh my god! Everyone could have seen. Are you crazy? What is wrong with you? Kiss me right fucking now. Fuck, you're so filthy and slutty right now. I fucking love this side of you. And this motel room does not seem to be even slightly soundproof, so how about we try and see how roughly you can fuck me before someone gets concerned enough to barge in or call the cops, hmm? Oh my god, babe! What am I gonna wear in the morning when... fuck, babe. Oh, holy shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm wet. Of course, I'm fucking wet. Shit. Oh, keep fucking me like this. Oh, yes, this is your pussy. This is your fucking pussy. I need you to fuck the shit out of me. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh no, slap me again. That was hard. Slap me again, but harder. Oh fuck. I can feel you throb. Oh fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh god, it hurts so good. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, rub me, break me, rape me. Fuck. Oh, ruin me. Oh, I'm your fucking whore. Oh, shit. Oh, it feels so good when you treat me like shit. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, rape my pussy. Rape this fucking pussy. God, yes. Oh, I'm so fucking tight around your cock when you slap me, aren't I, daddy? Oh, you're hurting me. Stop. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh my god, I love you. Oh, too much. Oh, stop. Oh, stop. Daddy, stop. Oh, help. Someone please help. I'm being made to come. Oh, stop, 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 help. Someone please. Oh my god. Oh, you're raping my pussy. You're raping this tight, wet pussy, daddy. You can't. Oh, you can't do this to me. It's so bad. So bad. Oh, so good. It feels so, oh, good. Yes, daddy, getting raped by you feels good. Thank you. Oh, thank you for raping me. Oh, thank you for raping my picture perfect, ultra tight, hot, wet pussy. Yes, daddy, flip me over so you can really rut into me like an animal. Just pound into me. Pound me into the fucking mattress like I'm nothing but a bitch in heat for you. Just a fuck toy. Oh no, babe, these covers are filthy, like the stains and... I can't breathe. Please. Fuck, he's hurting me so much. Someone please stop him. He's raping my pussy so fucking daddy. Daddy, you felt good. Oh, too good. Oh, I want you to make it hurt again, Daddy. Oh, grab my arms and pull me up right as you fuck me from behind. Oh, all nice and hard. You're hurting me. He's hurting me. Someone help. He's bugging me. And I don't want him to. I don't want you to. Please stop. Please stop, Daddy. Oh, please. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Fuck. Yes. Please stop. Oh my god. Please stop. I'm gonna come. Daddy, stop fucking me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for coming whilst getting raped. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Someone please call the police. Please, 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 fuck. Oh, you're so hard. It hurts, Daddy. Oh, you're hurting me. Oh, he's hurting me. Oh, please. Oh, fuck. Please, he's hurting me. Gonna come again. Oh, is Daddy gonna come from getting raped? Oh, this is so wrong, Daddy. Oh, fuck, this is so wrong. gonna come again. Yes, 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 yes. I know, Daddy. I'm sorry. Yes, yes, yes. Dumb rapester. I'm your dumb rapester. Oh, I love getting raped by you. It feels so fucking good to get raped, stupid fuck. Oh, Daddy. You better come fast. please get him off of me. I'm not on birth control, you keys. He's gonna get me pregnant. Daddy. I love you. he came inside of me. I thought he was taking me here to sober me up, but instead no, please don't listen to him. It's not a role play. Please help me. Please call the police. Oh, look at the both of you stressing the hell out. Yeah, I'm sorry, babes. I'll tell him. Hey, Mr. Heroic Samaritan, you can hang up the phone now. I was just playing pretend. Chill out. Crazy? You're the one that took your sweet fucking time as I was getting raped. I could have been pregnant thanks to you. Well, but it could have been real. I had been screaming for help for like 20 minutes. What took you so long, hmm? Do better. Aw, thank you. They always say insane girls got the best pussy, so that's such a huge compliment. Committed to what? I'm already very committed. We're actually husband and wife, so how much more committed can you be? We traumatized that poor man. Anyways, want me to lick the rape juices off your cock, daddy? Wanna force your precious little angel to taste the cock of her rapist mixed with her own shameful slutty girl cum? You want me to go downstairs and grab you a cold drink from the motel bar? But you ripped my dress. Like, this is not a safe place. People are gonna... Yeah, but what if they, like, grab me? God, you're so fucked up. One ice cold drink coming right up. Get off me, you fucking creep. One ice cold drink. And one dude that followed me here that you're gonna have to threaten. Thank you, daddy. Yeah, I'm your rape slut. I only get my pussy raped by you. Thank you for being such a protective rapist. You're so good to me. I love you. Thank you so much for raping me, daddy. I got groped so much. There was also someone that put a little baggie of MDMA into my dress when she groped my tits, so yeah. I mean, it wasn't free. She did get to touch my tits in exchange for that shit, so I mean, she's coming out on top in that deal. It was really scary. Terrifying, to be honest, but it got me so wet. Holy shit, you're fucking evil. I love you, and I fucking hate you for making me do that. Let's fuck until someone actually calls the cops this time. But first, please spoon feed me my creme brulee.